in a bit more.
Welcome to Reptile Discoveries. If you don't know us by now, my name's Sophie.
My name's Simon.
And we're just going to have a general chit-chat today about various different topics.
Yep. Shall we get started?
We shall. So, you mentioned you were getting your bird-eating spider out on Alive. What's happening with that?
I am planning on doing it. It's going to take me a good couple months because we got loads of things in the pipeline at the moment in the next, hopefully, couple weeks or month. So I'm not going to do it right now, rushing into it. Well, guys, you're going to find out anyway. We are looking into moving, so we get a bigger room for the animals and where we can get a lot more animals in. Obviously, we're going to take our time with this.
Yeah.
When we move the animals and everything, because I don't want to buy loads more animals and get all the animals stressed out because there's no need for it. So we're going to take our time with that. After, I don't know, about a month or two, so I will be getting the spider out live. I don't know if it'd be on here, but I did promise quite a few people on TikTok as well. I probably might do it on both, depending on the spider on that day, because I don't want to get too stressed out. But yeah, it's quite a lot of exciting, stressful and everything times coming ahead.
Are you not nervous to get the bird-eating spider out?
I am nervous because I've had it out once. It was smaller, like about that big. Now it's like the size of my hand. I'm very nervous. It's not the venom, like I keep saying, I'm worried about. It's the bite, because the fangs are a lot longer, bigger than a normal spider. So I'm a little bit worried of getting bit, but I should be fine. If I come across, what's the word? Come across all
like scared or fearful.
Yeah, if I don't be scared or anything, if I'm just calm, natural doing it, I should be fine. He should be sitting there. It's like when I had the swapping out a couple weeks ago, I was quite nervous, but he just sat there. It was completely,
he was quite chill, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was completely different. Like, I was really shocked in how that all was in the end, but. Yeah, I was happy with that.
Are you planning on getting any more animals?
Obviously, once we've moved, I'm going to leave it a little while, let everyone settle in. But yeah, I don't know if to do it this year or not, because I have thought of a project today that I need doing. Obviously, where Buddy and Rex is getting bigger, obviously, people who don't know and you're new to the channel, Buddy is my iguana. He's about a foot and a half, maybe reaching 2 foot long. And he's in a 5 foot tank by a 2 foot. Obviously, he's going to get too big for that very, very soon. So I need to make a enclosure where he's going to be there for life. So that enclosure will be about 6-7 foot long by 6-7 foot wide, something like that. I can't say anything until we move and I start planning it, but that's what I've got in the future. Obviously, with Rex, he's going to have about a 5 foot high tank by another 5-6 foot. It's work in progress in what I'm doing. So, obviously, he probably might not even need that, because Rex is out a lot. He probably might be able to stay in there. Depends, because he's out.
He's out quite a lot of the time,
yeah,
anyway.
95% of the time he's out, unless my boy's here or you're doing something, he's away. But yeah, he's away at the moment because it's a little bit chilly in this room, so I want to keep him nice and warm.
You did mention breeding as well, but you weren't specific. Are you planning on breeding any animals?
I did say it on my social medias, like TikTok. If you're coming through TikTok onto here, I am planning on breeding snakes, that everyone knows. I am planning on splitting up, setting up Ben and Jerry, I need to make sure that they're six right before I do anything. I am thinking about getting four. If Ben and Jerry is a male, I'm hoping that they are. I am planning on getting four females to hit two each for them, so I can start breeding geckos. Maybe in the future, my crested gecko, I need to sex that. So once I sex that, if it's a boy, I'm planning on getting two female crested geckos as well. It all depends on everything. And obviously, once we know later in the year, we've got a website, guys. If you look down the bottom here, go and check that out. We are going to put everything on sale on there. And Morph Market. I want to set a Morph Market later in the year as well, so you guys can go and follow it on there. But everything will be mainly on here, what's going down.
Even the merchandise will be eventually on the website as well.
Yeah, I've got another. If you go onto my Facebook page, there's a merchandise. Go in the shop, keep clicking, and it will come up with T-shirts and everything else like that. Like Sophie just said, the merchandise, we are changing because we only get royalties out of it. It's only a little bit we'll get out of it. We are planning. We have got a friend of yours that we're in talks with, which will be doing it for us, so we... where it gets delivered to us, we can actually ship it out to you guys. If in our travels, we are up. If you are from England and you're in our travels area, we will drop it off to you because it saves a lot of time and aggro for you guys.
Saves postage as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's later on in the year. There's a lot to think about with that as well. What I have said to you as well about somehow creating a thing online where you get percentages off if you're a first customer or something like
that. Yeah, like a coupon. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing that we have to work on, and there's a lot what we have to do, but bear with us, guys. We are doing it, but we need to move first and settle in. And obviously, this is pre-recorded because we're getting ready move, and it's a lot easier this way.
It's a lot easier just to pre-record it if it's all been done with, doesn't it?
Yeah, plus at least we're showing you guys something that we still hear and giving you content.
It's little updates as well that they're getting.
A lot of updates. Well, we might as well tell you guys anyway, there's a lot of updates coming. So I think about once a month we'll be giving you guys a lot of updates, and where Sophie's been writing things down in the weeks, well, we can update it all as well. So we might not even go through it all today. We probably leave it until next time, and you probably have got a lot more questions for next time as well.
Probably.
Where was I going with all this? I can't remember now because
sidetracked.
Yeah, a little bit. I always get sidetracked on these. But yeah, with these, what was we talking about? I can't remember.
What's your plans in the next year with Reptile Discoveries? I know we're moving, but as a whole with your Reptile Discoveries, what's your plans?
Well, I'm hoping in my head, I know what I want, but it's getting out of it. Obviously, everyone knows my long life dream is to open a reptile zoo, but that's way, way ahead in the future. That's my 10-year goal. For next year, I wouldn't mind trying to look into shops, trying to rent a shop out, or doing everything from... Well, we're going to start from home anyway.
Yeah.
So we can get business going. But in that time, I'd rather to have a shop as a breeding shop or unit, or a shop where you can sell everything reptile. I do not know what I want. This is a big decision in what I'm doing. But whatever the decision is, I will need to keep. So if it's a shop where I'm just selling all animals and a little bit of bedding or whatever, that's what it'll be. Or if it's going to be a shop where I'm selling everything, it's I've taken you to a couple of places where you've seen what my vision is.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I want to do. I probably could do both, but it's money and everything. But I will get that. I will get that. I will make up my mind. Because obviously, you know, I'm world's terrible at always changing my mind. Even if I'm halfway through a project, I'm changing it. But with a website, I told you you've done it, then I'm like, yeah, we should have done it.
Yeah. Even your logo has changed several times as well.
It's only changed twice. My logo for the podcast is the original thing, but it's the podcast at the bottom I created.
No, I mean like your banners across your social media.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to Sophie here doing it all for me. My logo there is someone else from America, Hearted. If you're watching this, thank you for making that one, which is done here. But the actual thing, someone else who's close to me, one of my mates has done it, but Hearted, wait, that one has done that one. Mirrored effect, I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that mirrored effect.
What's happening with the praying mantis? Because I know it laid a sack of eggs.
Right,
a while ago.
The sack of eggs, I'm actually... I've actually got in one of the vivariums where it's quite warm in there. Obviously, it's in a little plastic tub. I am trying to breed them. Obviously, they can lay up to 1,500 eggs. Once they've bred... We've got eggs to feed, males to feed. We will have over 1,500 animals. At the moment, I've got, what did I count earlier? 64 animals I've got at the moment. Everyone's probably thinking, I thought you had only 30-something. I've got 64 is because I've got, if you don't know, guys, I have got 40 tarantulas now. Well, 45 tarantulas, but 40 of them are all slings that's come to us in one hit. We will be selling them. We have tried selling them, but the price what we got offered is not the price what we want. But I think they're quite cheap. We're offering £20 per tarantula, but it comes with free delivery. So you may think it's expensive, but it's not as cheap in the long run. Plus, when they get older as well, I think £20 is really good deal.
Quite reasonable, yeah.
They are curly ears. A lot of people be like, "No, we can get them cheaper." But I think it's a lot cheaper. And like I said, if you're in our direction of travelling, because I'm always travelling up north a lot lately. I can easily drop it off to you if you're in that range where I'm going.
Have you got any loopholes for like, or any advice? Obviously, you've got a lot of animals. So, is there any advice or loopholes that you could give other people who might like want to go into this?
Right. Industry? If you're going into this hobby, obviously, everyone wants a hobby for free. I would say if you're going into this hobby, buy at least 1,000 female cockroaches and 500 male cockroaches. Let them breed. Within a couple of weeks or whatever, you will have some babies. Within 9 months of them babies, they will double or treble. Leave them to breed for at least a year or two. That way you save a lot of money. When you come to feed them, the cockroaches, put them in a black tub, let them breed with a lot of oats in the bottom. Obviously, you need to clean it out once every 2 weeks to a month. If it's really dirty, then they are quite clean animals, believe it or not. And what I normally do as well with them and with Buddy Marguan and my African land snails, I actually breed my own lettuce. I cut off about that much from the bottom, leave a couple leaves on, then you can put in a pot of water, then it will regrow. And that's how you get half of your food and everything for free. With electric, I have been thinking about eventually solar panels.
Yeah.
But that is a lot of electric, and that's a lot of thinking. I don't know much about electric, but that's the only way you can get free your hobby so free. If you've got a massive shed in a massive garden or a unit or something, you could do it that way. Test yourself. No, don't test the electric yourself. If you don't know what you're doing, do not do that yourself. But yeah, that's my loophole. That's what I've been doing, really. Or if your landlord can pay your electric for you, even better. It's a loophole there.
Yeah, that doesn't happen all the time, though.
No. But yeah, that's the loophole, how you can get free things. And obviously with snakes, yeah, you can breed the rodents and yeah, do it that way. But a lot of people don't like live feeding. I'm not a fan of, I know it's a loop, I know it's down a ladder where they do need to eat, but I will be breeding live food, but I will be putting the animal asleep in a container, and I'll be linking up with tubes and everything. There is plenty of YouTube videos out there, what I've seen how people do it, but it's the best way how to put a animal down.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying, because yeah, you don't like that, so
I don't like it, and I won't be a part of it. But
no, that's the only way you can get free food for your animal. Plus, with that, you can breed them as many as you want, and plus, in the end, I'll probably end up seeing them as little pets as well to people as well. So it's a win-win for everyone, really.
Yeah, I probably still don't like it or like the sound, because I'm a hamster mom.
Yeah, I'm not too keen on it, because I used to have rats and that all last year before they passed away. So it's something that I will have to get used to, but you see, ladder of eating other animals and everything else. You see it all on documentaries and TV as well, with David Attenborough and everything like that. So if you want this hobby to be free and get a successful business out of it all, sorry, I'm just watching Buddy. That's how I'm doing things.
I have got one last question before we wrap it up. If someone was wanting the first reptile, what would you recommend as their first ever pet?
See, this is a hard one. I would recommend for a first pet a ball python or royal python. Royal python for England people. Ball python, obviously, they call them in America. Or a gecko. I would say bearded dragon, but people don't really realise when their babies have to eat a lot of food.
Yeah.
That's when you have to breed your own food, because they will eat a lot. It's a hard one. I would say do at least 3 months of research in lighting, feed, food, bedding, everything, how big their enclosure needs to be before you start even wanting one. And what reptiles are what, because all reptiles are, I won't say hard work, it's, snakes are easy, ball pythons, because you can feed them once a week, clean them out once a week. With lizards, they take up a little bit more time. Rex, he takes up a lot of my time. He's going to snap my light. But yeah, it all depends on what the reptile that you want. That's all I can say. Is I've offered people in the past, then I've had other people say, well, no, it's down to them. We're scratching with that person.
Yeah.
So I can't really say. It's down to you. But all I say is, do your research. Give it at least 3 months and find out everything. Then slowly get bits and pieces in. I've done it. When I first had my snake, I got a 4 foot tank by 2 foot by 2 foot. Then I went from there. Then now I've got too many animals.
Can never have too many.
True, but if them eggs hatch, I will have over 1,000. Then what are we going to do?
One of them's mine.
What one?
The spider.
Then you, yeah, true. But then you want a snake.
Okay, well, 10 will be mine then. The rest are yours.
Yeah, plus you said you wanted another eggs. Maybe.
Maybe it's in the future, yeah.
Help me. Not two Rexes. Rexes is a fan of a monitor lizard. They can grow up to, what was it? 4 foot? 5 foot? Something like that. Something around there. So, yeah.
To be fair, you did offer.
Yeah, because when I normally offer for an animal, I always say, yeah, another animal. But yeah, no. That's all my plans. Well, I've got a lot more plans, guys, but I will be doing that all the next podcast. Yeah, and I can't wait to start reading the geckos as well. Oh, no, I don't really say it that much, do I?
It's the first time I've heard you say you're breeding the geckos.
Yeah, well.
But even I learned something new on these podcasts.
Yeah, but my mind, you know me by now, my mind goes 24/7. I did say it last year before about the snakes. I said it once or twice, but if I can breed it, I will. That's all I can say. And obviously, with praying mantis, I will be keeping one of its babies behind. And I'm planning on getting at least 4 different breeds. Maybe. Maybe 2 more. Depends. If I've got 4 different breeds all in total, then it gives people a chance to.
Yeah.
But then we would have over 6,000 babies if we breed them all. Yeah, I'm wrapping this up before she kills me. I'm wrapping this up now, guys. And thank you for watching. Thank you for being a part of everything I do. I know there's a couple of yous out there that will watch this and like everything on all of my social media. So a big thank you to you all. And I will see you next time.